News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Beautiful weather in Ireland. Well, mixed. Occasionally very beautiful weather in Ireland across the weekend as we benefited from being adjacent to the heat wave that caused so much stress across the continent, particularly in France, where we saw temperatures into the 40s and a populace ill-equipped to deal with the kind of sustained heat that the country was suffering from. And new figures would suggest that something to the order of 1,000 excess deaths have been recorded in France thanks to the exceptional temperatures. Lara Marlow is with us, Paris-based author and journalist. And Lara, not only are there excess deaths, they are excess deaths among the most vulnerable demographic, mostly people aged above 65.
Yes, elderly people obviously are more vulnerable to heat waves. Also, though, young people were having heart attacks. I mean, there were 25 heart attacks in one day in Paris. The normal rate is about 10. The heat wave is also one possible cause of a crash by a light aircraft in Nancy yesterday. It took off about just after 11 in the morning when the heat is sort of at its peak. And nobody knows why. This is the most serious accident in civil aviation for light aircraft, private aircraft, outside of military and commercial flights. 11 people were killed, the pilot and five teachers and five students who were learning how to parachute.
And I assume the French equivalent of the National Transportation Safety Board will commence an investigation into that crash.
Yes, the investigation has already started. As they do in France, they've opened a case for involuntary manslaughter, which doesn't really mean anything. But there are 35 investigators working on it. The saddest thing, in a way, was that a lot of people, I mean, there were 10 of the 11 victims were nurses, male and female nurses, and some of them had received the parachute jump as a gift from their friends and family. And the families were watching the plane take off and saw it crash just about 300 meters beyond the landing strip.
Now, you talk about the heat having an impact there because obviously it changes aircraft performance and lift characteristics. The heat has also had major impacts across an awful lot of the country's infrastructure, from the power grid through to transport impacts.
Now, the heat wave is over, mercifully. It's nice and cool in Paris this morning, but they are just beginning to tally up, you know, everything that's gone wrong, everything that's been damaged, the number of deaths. You mentioned 1,000. That's 1,000 that are confirmed, but it's likely to be much, much higher than that. The authorities say they won't know until December the true number of lives lost because of this heat wave.
Now, you outlined for us before how, to some extent, the issue of air conditioning is becoming a culture war, with Marine Le Pen strongly championing provision of air conditioning both domestically and in public buildings across France. Meanwhile, the Green Party particularly suggesting that wet sheets in the window would be sufficient. Is that now going to come back off the agenda as the temperature drops, or is there a completely different attitude to how the state responds to these kind of temperature spikes?
In the past, it has always fallen off the agenda. You know, news chases news, and who knows what disaster will happen in the next week, or war starting somewhere. And that certainly has been the pattern until now. I think that this was the most serious heat wave ever in France. The all-time record for temperatures was broken twice. So it will probably, maybe it made a deeper imprint on the psyche. And certainly people are quite traumatized by the whole experience and dreading the next one. There's talk of another heat wave in a week or so. So people are kind of steeling themselves for it. I know several people who've bought air conditioners. And it's very hard to find them. One guy I saw yesterday said he went in the big, I guess it would be the equivalent of Power City, Darty, and there was a stack of 20 of them. He had an errand to run. He said, "I'll be right back for the air conditioner." And he came back and they were all gone in about, you know, a quarter of an hour. So people will try to equip themselves better. They'll be waiting for it. I think a lot of people also are thinking about fallbacks like going to the country or, in my case, flying to Ireland.
Well, we are glad we can provide you some respite, Lara. Lara, thank you very much for coming on this morning. Lara Marlow, Paris-based author and journalist. 53106, if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.